Love and Like Evangelism, Chapter 16, An Introduction to Healing and Deliverance. Key Verses. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Luke chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. Introduction. This chapter introduces the ministry of healing and deliverance, which is to be preached and demonstrated as part of the gospel of the kingdom of God. The words healing and deliverance are used interchangeably in these lessons. Both refer to the concept of wholeness of body, soul, and spirit, which is taught in scriptures. In this lesson, you will study current attitudes towards healing and deliverance and learn why proper teaching on these subjects is necessary. You will also learn about the source and reasons for sickness, gifts of healing, and purposes for healing. Current attitudes towards healing. First, it is helpful to understand some of the current attitudes you will face as you begin to minister in this area. In regards to healing and deliverance, many believers have ignored it. Some ignore it because of biblical warnings against false miracles. Mark chapter 13, verses 22 through 23. They regard this as a warning about all miracles. Some believe healing in theory, but ignore it in practice. Others ignore it because they cannot answer all the questions associated with sickness and suffering. Some ignore healing because of fear of failure. We seem to have a double standard. We pray confidently for finances, wisdom, etc., but we are fearful to pray for healing. Others do not realize how rationalism and materialism have affected them. Many must see to believe and are consumed with the natural, materialistic world rather than the supernatural. Denied it. Some people deny healing and deliverance are for today, because they have no theology, model, practice, or experience with it. The New Testament Gospels contain 26 accounts of physical healing. The Book of Acts contains 5. Physical healing is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 11 and 28 through 30. James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16 gives specific instructions on how to pray for the sick. There is nothing in the epistles that modifies the gospel's teaching on healing. Praying for the sick was taken for granted at the time the epistles were written, and there is no hint that divine healing was controversial in the early church. Complicated it. Many people complicate healing and deliverance with traditions of man contrary to the Word of God. You will learn about some of these traditions in the next lesson. Others complicate it with experience, because in the past they prayed for healing and did not receive it. But we must base our belief on the Word of God, not on experience, except where experience supports the Word. Bad role models of healing complicate this issue for some people, as they have observed personality cults, people healing for money, deception, and undue focus on physical healing instead of wholeness. Healing and deliverance are also complicated by imbalance. Any truth, no matter how valid, emphasized to the exclusion of other truths, is practical error. For example, an overemphasis on the role of faith in healing has left sick people feeling defeated if they do not immediately receive. Delayed it. Some people delay ministering healing and deliverance because they do not have the answers to everything. They do not understand why some are healed and others are not. You will study more about this in the next lesson. It is not necessary to understand everything about healing in order to minister or receive it, any more than you understand everything about salvation when you are saved and begin to witness to others. Some answers will come as you minister and experience God's healing power. Other questions will never be answered. If you knew all the why and how about everything, then you would not need God. The Bible says we know in part. Healing concerns sickness and suffering, and there will always be mysteries because the mystery of iniquity is at work. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. The need for proper teaching. A review of the current attitudes towards healing and deliverance illustrate why we need proper teaching on this subject. Many are being destroyed physically and spiritually because they do not have knowledge of what God's Word teaches regarding healing. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Healing, or wholeness, is part of the gospel of the kingdom which we are commissioned to spread. Luke chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. Jesus called us to preach, teach, heal, and deliver. Healing and deliverance should not be left out, but neither should it be emphasized to the exclusion of the other two. The Bible reveals that our churches are to be healing centers. Luke chapter 14, verses 16 through 24. We are to see people healed rather than turned away. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 13. As believers, it is sin if we do not share the good news of healing and deliverance with a lost and dying world. The Bible says, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, to know about healing and that we are commissioned to minister it, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." James chapter 4, verse 17. God gives some stern warnings to leaders who ignore healing. "The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick." Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 4 and 16. Starting with the proper attitude. As you approach the subject of healing and deliverance, you need to do so with a proper attitude. You must disregard past experiences and the traditions you have been taught. You must be teachable. One of the marks of wisdom from above is that it is open to reason. James chapter 3, verse 17. You are in danger spiritually when you stop being teachable. Remember that the sin of presumption is putting God in your little mold. Job's friends sinned presumptuously in this way. Universal application of individual experience is wrong. Start this study as though you have never heard the traditional teachings of man on it. Accept what God's Word says. If it says you are healed, believe it. If it says to lay hands on the sick, do it. What it says God will do, expect Him to do it. Do not seek formulas and methods to receive or minister healing. The Bible gives no specific formulas, although various principles are revealed, and we will deal with these. Instead of seeking formulas, understand that the healer is within you. Seek to increase your knowledge of an intimate relationship with the healer himself. Jesus and the Holy Spirit are resident within. Healing is not something you seek from the outside, but you learn to release it from the inside. You are seeking only to understand principles that release that power within. Recognize that if you truly follow the example of the healing ministry of Jesus, you will, 1, be a servant instead of a lord. Mark chapter 10, verse 44. True, grow weary, not rich. Mark chapter 6, verse 31. John chapter 4, verse 6. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. 3. Encounter unbelief of others. Mark chapter 13, verse 58. 4. Experience persecution from religious leaders. Some of them are like the Pharisees, more concerned with law and tradition than life. Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. 5. Experience persecution from those closest to you. Mark chapter 6 verse 4 and Matthew chapter 13 verse 58. 6. Avoid publicity instead of seeking it. Mark chapter 8 verse 26, chapter 17 verse 36 and Matthew chapter 8 verse 4. 7. Reject personal gain or material benefits from God's power. Acts chapter 8 verses 18 through 24. 8. Reject personal glory. Acts chapter 14 verses 8 through 18. Divine healing. There are many types of healing in the world today. Psychic healing. This is a term used to describe mind over matter, spiritistic, witchcraft, shamanism, and occult healings. Supernatural healing. There are sources of supernatural healings which are not of God, so we will not use this term in our study. Satan can perform supernatural works. Exodus chapter 7, verses 8 through 13. Medical healing. This type of healing is aided by doctors, nurses, hospitals, and medicines. As we will learn, legitimate medical healing is not in conflict with God's word, but is an extension of His goodness. Natural healing. Healing that occurs through natural body processes is actually God in action. Natural body processes display His nature and His great handiwork in the human body. Natural healing also includes the use of natural methods, such as proper diet, vitamins, rest, etc. Note, medical and natural healings are in a sense divine, because in reality it is God that causes the healing. Faith healing. This term is often used to mean healing by God. We will not use it, however, because it tends to focus attention on the faith of either the one ministering or the recipient of the ministry. Divine healing. The word divine focuses attention on God, not the responses of faith by man. It also distinguishes it from occult practices of psychic and supernatural healing. In this study, we will use the term divine healing. Divine pertains to the one true God and His nature, as revealed in His word, the Holy Bible. Healing means to cure or make whole. Healing can include relief from spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, and demonic conditions. Healing is not immunity from sickness. Our bodies are in the process of decay and open to satanic attacks as long as we are in this world. Divine healing can be both instantaneous, miraculous, or gradual, a process. Although miraculous, instantaneous healings more fully demonstrate the divine presence and power of God. Divine healing, which occurs as a process, is no less a healing than those which are instantaneous. See Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. Divine healing is when the one true God reveals His nature, fulfills His promises, and acts upon His provision in the atonement of Christ by curing a person and making him whole in body, soul, mind, will, and emotions, and spirit. Sickness and disease. When we speak of sickness or disease, we mean any condition which is out of proper divine order as it was created by God. There are 5 categories of sickness. Spiritual sickness. Spiritual sickness is sin. If it is not dealt with, it is terminal spiritually. Healing for spiritual sickness is forgiveness of sin through Jesus Christ. It is the greatest healing of all, as medical science and natural healing processes can do nothing for this condition. Physical sickness. Physical sickness may result from organic disorders. They are problems that can be observed and detected by physicians. The actual structure or tissue of the body is damaged in some way. Physical sickness also results from functional disorders. This is illness resulting from a malfunction of an organ or part of the body. They include a variety of problems in which a problem in one part disturbs the whole organism. Most common are heart diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, peptic ulcers, and allergies. Functional illnesses which continue unchecked can result in organic illness. Because of the integrated nature of man, illness in one part affects the whole. Emotional sickness. Emotional illness is caused by harmful emotions such as anger, hatred, bitterness, etc. God has to touch the inner emotions to heal this. Some call this inner healing, although the term has sometimes been abused and been expanded to include experiences the Bible does not teach. Mental sickness. Mental sickness is a mental condition occurring from retardation, illness, breakdowns, birth defects, and psychological conditions not caused directly by demonic presence. Demonic conditions. Demonically caused conditions include possession, oppression, and demonically caused mental and physical conditions. Demonic conditions require a special type of healing, which is called deliverance. Deliverance and healing are related, but Scripture differentiates between them. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 2. The source of sickness. There is one original source of sickness, although there are varied reasons why a person gets sick. Paul verified this when he said, "For this cause many are sick." 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30. Satan is the source of all evil in the world. Sickness and death entered the world through man's sin. Study Genesis chapters 1 through 3 and James chapter 1, verse 17. Satan kills, steals, and destroys. Jesus is the source of abundant life. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus said he came to save men, not to destroy them. To save includes healing as well as salvation. Disease and sickness are part of the curse, but Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 declares, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The body is for the Lord. It is not for ourselves, disease or sickness. Sickness destroys the body like sin destroys the spirit. Disease steals health, happiness, money, time, effort, thought, and strength. It kills and destroys. Even accidents destroy. It is obvious in all these cases that some enemy hath done this." Matthew chapter 13, verse 12. Because sickness has its source in Satan, you should resist it just as you do temptation and sin. When you resist temptation and sin, you are fighting spiritual warfare. When you resist sickness, you are also fighting spiritual warfare. Satan provides the destructive elements of sickness. Although every disease is not a direct attack of demonic spirits, the elements of sickness exist in the world because of Satan. For example, you might catch cold when you go barefoot in freezing weather. This is not a direct attack of demonic spirits, but the elements of sickness which result in your cold exist in the world because of Satan. Every disease comes from a germ of life. Just as your spirit gives life to the body, Satan gives life to germs. In the natural world, God takes a living cell and multiplies it to bring forth life. A new child is born. Satan counterfeits good with bad. He takes a living cell, virus, cancer, etc., and multiplies it to bring forth death. This is especially true in the physical condition of cancer. It is cells in rebellion against the Creator. That is why often when the flesh is cut to remove the cancer, the rebellion just moves to another part of the body. When the spirit of infirmity is cast out, disease in your body dies. As long as that germ of life exists in the body, the disease lives and continues its destructive work. Because the source of sickness is satanic, his power must be bound and cast out. If you understand how God views sickness, you will never doubt its source. God calls sickness captivity. Job chapter 42, verse 10. Jesus came to preach deliverance to the captives. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus is called sickness bondage. Luke chapter 13, verse 16. He came to set people free with the truth. John chapter 8, verse 32. Jesus viewed sickness as oppression and healed those who were oppressed. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The Bible calls sickness and death enemies. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. Sickness is viewed as loathsome. Psalms 38, verse 7. Sickness is called evil. Psalms 41, verse 8. The reasons for sickness. There is one source of sickness, whether spiritual or physical, and that source is Satan. But the reasons sickness come upon us are varied. Violation of spiritual laws. When man sinned, death began to work its corruption in the body. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans chapter 5, verse 13. For the wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. A person's sickness is not necessarily caused by their own individual sin, however. Jesus made this clear in the example of the man blind since birth. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. If God punished sin with sickness, every sinner and sinning Christian in the world would be sick. It is true that sin and sickness have a connection, but we must be careful in the way this is applied individually. It can be used as a convenient way to neglect the sick and rationalize our own powerlessness. One of the worst misapplications of Scripture is that sickness is because of a person's individual sin or lack of faith, which is sin. If you break God's law, you will suffer. This is suffering for your own sinful acts. For the sinner, this is judgment. For the believer, it is chastisement. For example, a believer who engages in infidelity can get a terrible disease like AIDS, just like an unbeliever can. Even if you keep God's law, you may still suffer because you are living in a world filled with sin. The righteous sometimes suffer because of the presence of sin in the world. An example of suffering for your own sin is someone who gets AIDS through their own sinful immorality. An example of suffering because of the presence of sin in the world is someone who gets AIDS through a blood transfusion. Several Bible references confirm that sickness can be related to individual sin. See Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, John chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and verse 14. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Psalms 38, verses 3 and 7. Romans chapter 6, verse 19 confirms that infirmities come through uncleanness or sin. When we violate spiritual laws, we walk under the curse described in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Sickness can also be related to corporate sin. See Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. Healing can be lost by returning to sin. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. John chapter 5, verse 14. In this world, there will always be sickness, just as there will always be sin. But we can fight sickness just as we fight sin through spiritual warfare.